and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The White House has just unveiled a blueprint to shore up the nation's cybersecurity. The goal? To protect critical infrastructure like energy pipelines, food companies, schools, and hospitals. CBS's Nicole Skanga has late-breaking details from Washington.
Senior administration officials told reporters the criminal justice system alone isn't going to address this problem, saying the Biden administration will employ other elements of national power to clamp down on malicious cyber actors linked to foreign adversaries like China, Russia, Iran, and North Korea.
Mission accomplished early today at Cape Canaveral.
The bright flame and deafening roar of the Falcon 9 rocket pushed the Dragon Endeavor and its crew into space. The launch director welcoming them to orbit.
Also, a friendly reminder to put your sushi orders in for CRS-27.
That's the next cargo resupply mission for the space station.
Have a safe ride to the space station, and we look forward to seeing you when you get home. Thank you for flying SpaceX.
First-time flyer Warren Woody Hoberg.
That was one heck of a ride. Thank you.
Docking is set for early Friday. The crew will live on the station until September. Peter King, CBS News at the Kennedy Space Center.
A Pennsylvania man has a court appearance today after police say he tried to bring an explosive onto an Allegiant Airlines flight from Lehigh Valley International in Allentown to Orlando. This passenger was relieved.
We were a little bit shocked that somebody tried to pull something at a little neighborhood airport is what we think of it, but it is comforting to know that he didn't get very far.
Investigators say alarms went off after Mark Muffley checked in a black suitcase. They found an explosive with fuses attached inside. Officials say Muffley left the airport after they paged him. He was arrested hours later. A police officer in Chicago has died after responding to a call of a man chasing a woman with a gun on the city's southwest side. Police Superintendent David Brown.
Unfortunately, we're delivering the very tragic news that one of our on-duty Chicago police officer has been fatally shot.
The 18-year-old suspect is in critical condition. Governor Newsom's declared states of emergency in 13 California counties after historic snowstorms that have buried mountain communities. Gregory Thompson is still stuck in his home in Nevada City.
We have a generator, so we had auxiliary power and then gas for heat, so that's been a blessing.
Yosemite National Park is closed indefinitely. Worried about how big or little your tax refund will be? Ted Rossman on Bankrate's new survey.
The most common is that it won't stretch as far this year because of inflation. The second biggest worry is that the refund may be smaller.
S&P futures are down 24. Dow futures off 1. This is CBS News.
Saturdays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Right arm, right leg.
Left leg, left arm.
Both legs above the knee.
Both legs, part of my left hand.
Lost both my legs in Iraq.
These 9/11 veterans are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes with features like wheelchair access, roll-in showers, and pull-down cabinets that allow them to function independently and focus on their recovery and family. This life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans, thanks to our donors and supporters. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit HFOTUSA.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Overcast today with daytime highs approaching 35. Winds out of the east, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mainly cloudy, tonight lows around 19. Daytime highs approaching 38, tomorrow cloudy skies expected. Chance for snow, Saturday, mixed precipitation possible at times on Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 27.
From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
In the third hour of our program, you will recall that a few years back I coined this phrase. I think I coined it. I may well have borrowed it from somebody else without realizing it, but of referring to people as morbidly rich. You know, people who are, well, morbidly rich. You know, and now there's another phrase out there that I think is just absolutely brilliant. There's an organization, a new institution called the Excessive Wealth Disorder Institute. The Excessive Wealth Disorder Institute, excessivewealth.org is their website. EWD Institute is their Twitter handle. And their executive director is Gabriela Sandoval, Ph.D., whose Twitter handle is G. Sandoval, Ph.D., by the way. And Gabriela's on the line with us right now. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Tom. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here with you today.
Thank you for joining us. I think what you're doing is just great. Tell us about it.
Sure. Well, EWDI has been in the making for several years, but I just came on board a month ago. Friday was my 1 month anniversary. And we are, you know, really in earnest launching this effort with three main goals in mind in the short term. So we are looking at changing the cultural debate around morbid wealth, as you just phrased it, or you know, people who are morbidly rich or excessive wealth, as we are saying. So to that end, we're conducting research and amplifying existing research in this space. We are also working with allies, right? So we see excessive wealth and the excessive wealth disorder created by that concentration of wealth as impacting everything from racial justice, gender justice, the just transition to green energy, climate justice, homelessness, you name it. And so we really are working to amplify the voices of other organizations that are impacted by this disorder. And then we're working directly with high net worth individuals to generate support for taxing the ultra rich and other related policy solutions.
I've often speculated out loud and sometimes in writing that it appears to me that many, not all, obviously, but many of these people who are morbidly rich are actually suffering from an identifiable and actually fairly commonly well-known mental illness. It's a variation on obsessive compulsive disorder. It's referred to as hoarding syndrome. And yes, had they not been born into wealthy families, by and large, or not had an opportunity to get insanely rich. But typically, I mean, even Bill Gates' dad was on this program about a decade ago talking about how, you know, he gave his son every advantage, and had he not been able to do that, there's no way that Bill Gates would have become Bill Gates. That had they not been born into those families, they'd be the guys you see on TV who live in a house where the newspapers are all the way up to the ceiling and you got to thread through the, you know, between the tin cans and things to get through the living room. But because they have a lot of money, instead of hoarding tin cans and newspapers, they're hoarding money. And I'm wondering, you know, what you think of that.
I am in full agreement with you. I think the disorder part of our name as an organization references exactly that. The impact, the disordered kind of behavior of the ultra rich, who really, even in multiple lifetimes, couldn't spend the amount of wealth that they are sitting on. And then also references the other, you know, the societal disorders that could really be resolved if we address the high concentration of wealth among really 150,000 individuals in this country.
Yeah, and not just the money that they're sitting on, their constant drive to get more, more, more. You know, I know an individual with hoarding syndrome, literally, who had to buy a second house because their first house was so full of stuff, and they were not able, literally not mentally able to let go of it or throw it in the trash or anything. And this was not, you know, a particularly wealthy family either, sadly. So what do we do? How do we work to get this into, you know, putting on my psychotherapist hat here, how do we get this into the DSM, the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of the American Psychiatric Association? I think it should be in there. Hoarding syndrome was put in there in the last two decades, I believe.
Yeah, well, okay, so you might have to bring on someone else from another organization whose focus is there, but what I can tell you is that for us, it's really imperative that we use our existing tax policies to address the problem, that we enact new, better tax policies to address the problem, and that we allow the IRS to have the resources that they need in order to enforce tax policies and close loopholes.
Right. Although, you know, obsessive-compulsive behavior can be minimized with fluoxetine and other, you know, selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors. I mean, you know, if maybe we could, you know, mandate that anybody who has more than $1 billion in the bank has to go on Prozac for a year and you know, recover their sanity. I don't know. I'm you know, obviously some of this is tongue in cheek, but this is a very real issue and a very real problem, and it is literally causing death, and you know, not just problems in America, but you know, people dying as a result of poverty and homelessness and lack of access to healthcare. The healthcare that should be available, that is available to every citizen of every developed country in the world except the United States. And the only reason it's not available here in the United States is because we've got a handful of morbidly rich people who pay off politicians and who, you know, paid off other politicians to get their people on the Supreme Court, who they also pay off to legalize political bribery.
And exactly.
So what are the action steps? I mean, I applaud your, you know, let's do something about taxes. But what are the action steps people can take? Where the research, you said you're doing research, you're, you know, aligning with other organizations. What marching orders have you for the rest of us out here?
Well, we are anticipating, for example, the reintroduction of the Oligarch Act. We are, you know, I think we're at a really critical moment in our history because, let's say, 5 years ago, we probably couldn't have been talking about this, right? We couldn't have been talking about holding the ultra-rich accountable and making sure that they pay what they owe. If school teachers and firefighters and just everyday people can be forced to pay what they owe in taxes and held accountable through IRS action, then we should be able to hold the ultra rich accountable in that way too. And so I think for now, I would encourage folks, as you did at the, you know, top of your program or top of this segment, to follow us on social media. We will be engaging in policy and legislative advocacy once we, once we really get the momentum going in that sense. And we will be flagging opportunities for people to get involved.
We are speaking with Dr. Gabriela Sandoval, the executive director of the Excessive Wealth Disorder Institute. The website is excessivewealth.org. Great URL, by the way. EWD Institute on Twitter and G. Sandoval, PhD on Twitter. Gabriela, I understand that student loan forgiveness is within your portfolio, and I'm wondering your thoughts on what we're seeing, what we saw in the Supreme Court yesterday.
Sure. So let me just start by saying that this is an issue that's near and dear to my own experience. I was a first-generation university student, child of immigrants, born and raised in this country. And when I left Cornell University PhD in hand, I also had a significant amount of educational debt in hand. I paid that debt for 10 years and paid back every dollar that I borrowed originally. I paid another 5 years, so ended up paying back 150% of what I originally borrowed.
Wow.
And recently, through Biden's waiver for public service loan forgiveness, had more than half of what I borrowed forgiven. So think about that. After almost 20 years of paying on my student loans, I had more than half of my debt canceled through public service loan forgiveness.
That's
and
great.
So I'm very much a proponent of Biden's plan. Biden's plan is incredibly modest when you think about it. And I think, you know, the folks who, okay, I'll just say it, the Republicans who are fighting against this are in all actuality being myopic, because when you think about the amount of money that is borrowed for education in this country, right? The average university graduate comes out with about $37,500 worth of debt. That is the equivalent of $150,000 lost in lifetime wealth. And this is a key aspect of wealth inequality, right? What mm-hmm. ultimately exacerbates this divide between the ultra wealthy and the wealthy and those of us who are just trying to provide opportunity for our children, our grandchildren, et cetera. So if you have two young people who've graduated from college, they've gotten married, started a family, that's on average, $300,000 of wealth lost over their lifetime, of money that could be spent in their states, that could go into the economy, that could help their parents, you know, retire with dignity, that could help their children go to school themselves debt-free. I mean, it's just, it really is truly a travesty that this is being contested the way that it is.
Yeah, absolutely. Gabriela Sandoval, PhD, the executive director of the Excessive Wealth Disorder Institute. Excessivewealth.org is the website. Get over there and sign up for it. EWD Institute on Twitter. Gabriela, thank you so much for dropping by. It's great meeting you.
Thank you, Tom.
Thank you. We will be back in just a moment. One way to get to one-party rule, cancel the Democratic Party. Yeah, seriously, Republicans are talking about this. We'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
17 minutes past the hour. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Using the internet without ExpressVPN is like taking a call on a train or a bus on speaker for everyone to hear. You don't know who has access to your most private, sensitive information. Here's why I've been using ExpressVPN for almost a decade. Internet service providers know every single website you visit. And in the U.S., they can legally sell this information to ad companies and tech giants who then use your data to target you. You can thank Donald Trump for that. ExpressVPN creates a secure encrypted tunnel between your device and the internet so people can't peep on your online activity. Just fire up the app and click one button. Works on phones, laptops, even routers, so everyone who shares your Wi-Fi can be protected. Secure your online activity today at expressvpn.com/Tom and get an extra 3 months of ExpressVPN free. That's expressvpn.com/Tom. ExpressVPN.com/THOM. ExpressVPN.com/Tom. Hey friends, Tom Hartman here to tell you about my brand new book. It's called The Tom Hartman Reader. Tom Hartman Reader is unlike any of my other books. It's a collection of my best and most revealing writings that I think you need to know. Tom Hartman Reader covers everything from my fierce commitment to Jeffersonian democracy to my steadfast opposition to the corporatization of America. Also, it more clearly identifies the root cause of so many of our social and environmental ills. The Tom Hartman Reader will give you essential information and explore solutions to questions like, how do we keep our schools from treating children like assembly line products? Why is it that attention deficit disorder is not an affliction? Or what cloudy Germany can teach us about solar energy? And much, much more. Not only will you gain vital substance on a wide range of topics in the book, but the Tom Hartman Reader will inspire you to action. It's time to educate ourselves on the world around us, why it got this way, and the corrective actions we all need to take. The Tom Hartman Reader, available in fine bookstores everywhere and on our website at tomhartman.com. Makes a great gift, too. Inspiration, insight, and action. The Tom Hartman Reader.
One goat can make the difference between nourishment and hunger. One goat can make the difference between poverty and sustained income. In the war-torn areas of southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Find out how you can help. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org. That's goats, F-O-R, theoldgoat.org. Fighting hunger, one goat at a time.
Happy anniversary, honey.
Oh, you shouldn't have. Wait, is that a goat?
Goats make a great gift, but maybe not for her. Go to goatsfortheoldgoat.com to give a goat and end hunger in South Sudan. Goats provide food, milk, and give Sudanese families the safety net to pursue education or set up a small business. They really are the gifts that keep on giving. So, do you like it? Goatsfortheoldgoat.com.
If something's wrong with your computer, you reboot it. You restore it back to where it needs to be. Today, our country is headed down the wrong track, overwhelmed with joblessness, declining wages, and corporations deciding our elections, for starters. This is not the Founding Fathers' vision. It's time we rebooted something bigger than our computers. It's time we rebooted the American dream. We must restore the thriving, prosperous days we once had. And my new book, Rebooting the American Dream, explains exactly what we need to do. Bringing our jobs and manufacturing home, rolling back the Reagan tax cuts, ending corporate personhood, and educating our electorate are part of the simple 11-step plan in rebooting the American dream that we can start today to rebuild our country. Check out Rebooting the American Dream in bookstores everywhere and online at tomhartman.com. We can recover the American dream we lost 30 years ago to Reaganomics and the Reagan-Bush-Clinton-Bush era. We're all in this together. Please check out Rebooting the American Dream by yours truly, Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere and online at tomhartman.com. Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at hartmanreport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, hartmanreport.com. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With 20-plus years of experience combined with new tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing your home projects easy. They'll be here from your first repair to your first renovation project to the work you do before selling your home. Back before we bought our new home, we had lots to do before selling the house we lived in, and Angie was there with handy people from handyman to painting. Angie is a personal home expert, having served 150 million customers to date. Angie provides new digital tools and innovative solutions to make it easier than ever to get everything you need for your home done right. They understand the difficulties that can come with home projects, so they make tackling home service projects from start to finish. Easy, I'm assuming, is that word should be. Angie has projects that are priced up front and clearly lays out the cost before you buy. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. That copy is... And welcome back. Picking up your calls here, Dave in Hoffman Estates, Florida. Hey, Dave, what's up?
Illinois.
Illinois, I'm sorry. You're right.
Hey, Tom, before I get into my... question to you. The good doctor you spoke with, she should have also brought up about that affluenza teen.
Mm.
Remember back about 10
yeah.
years ago, he killed four people, and
yeah.
He should be coming off of probation about now.
That's a good one, Dave. That's a good one.
I just thought I'd refresh you in case you ever talked to her again. And I mentioned to the screener, they've been bringing up again with, Trump and all with the 1.1 plus million deaths with the, because of COVID, And, he knew basically about it. My question that's always bothered me, how come nobody's ever ripped on Bob Woodward or Peter Baker?
Oh, they have. You know, for holding that information, you know, back just to put it in their books. They've been ripped on plenty, Dave. I've seen it, I've heard it, and it has happened. And you know, and they defend themselves by saying that they did what they did in a way that they thought would have maximum impact or whatever. I mean, you know, but yeah, it's an ongoing complaint, particularly against some of these journalists. You know,
because I just thought for a few pieces of silver more, they've kept their mouth shut. You know, and how many people did they put in the ground with their silence? You know,
there you go, there you go, Dave. Thank you for the call.
Thanks, Tom, for clearing that up.
Sure enough, good talking to you. Thank you. Amazing. A Florida lawmaker has introduced legislation to cancel the state's Democratic Party. Seriously. This was put into place yesterday, State Senator Blaise Ingoglia, a Republican, who introduced Senate Bill 1248, which the Ultimate Cancel Act, which would require the Florida Division of Elections to, quote, immediately cancel the filings of any political party that has endorsed slavery in its official party platform. Well, back in the 1860s, the Democratic Party endorsed slavery. And, you know, they haven't held that position for a long, long time. It's been well over 100 years. But, you know, the Republicans think that they can make some hay out of this. So it's pretty pathetic. One of the Democrats responded, the Democratic Party of Florida actually responded, saying the sooner DeSantis and his puppets in the legislature learn that Florida is a Democratic Republic and not a banana republic, the better it'll be for all Floridians. Amen. Also, Jessica Valenti is writing on her Substack, jessica.substack.com. Just when you thought Texas could not get any more extreme, a new bill proposed in that state would force internet providers to block access to any website that carries information about abortion medication or tells women how to get an abortion. It's House Bill 2690, introduced by Representative Stephen Toth, T-O-T-H. It also names specific websites that he wants banned across the state, including Aid Access, Hey Jane, Plan C Pills, and others. The legislation would also allow, I'm reading from Jessica's Substack, the legislation would also allow people to take civil action against internet service providers who don't block those websites. In other words, it's also a bounty law. But wait, Jessica writes, it gets worse. The bill would allow for the prosecution of abortion funds, charging the groups or anyone who raises money for abortion care with a felony. And also, the legislation calls for the state attorney general to investigate and charge abortion funds. These are funds that provide money to help low-income women get abortions, using the RICO Act, which was meant to go after organized crime. Republicans in South Carolina tried to do the same thing earlier this year. They weren't able to pull it off. I'm betting that they will in Texas. This is going to get wild. Keep an eye on this. We'll be right back. I've got to tell you about Marjorie Taylor Greene, and I'll be picking up your calls.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
It's 27 minutes past the hour. Stay with us.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem.
Left corner, three in the way. Got it.
Excellence.
Yes, it counts. And a foul.
Commitment.
Drops the hammer. Thank you and good night.
For Badgers, they're not just words. They're words to live by.
It's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
This is your radio home for the Badgers.
Catch all the Badgers men's basketball action in the Big Ten this year right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
We all make promises, big and small, tested over time and distance, tried by circumstances and decisions.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
I do solemnly swear to bear true faith and allegiance.
To help you when you're in need.
To tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
To be considerate and caring. Courageous and strong.
For better.
For worse.
In sickness and in health.
To love and cherish.
To be your loving, faithful friend.
Partner.
Child.
Parent.
Neighbor.
One of our most important commitments is to support our nation's veterans. Learn how you can help a veteran going through a difficult time by visiting maketheconnection.net.
Over the past few years, the COVID-19 pandemic has affected how we live our daily lives. Today, we also face a mental health pandemic that threatens our well-being as we attempt to rebuild our social networks and communities.
The pandemic has reminded us to value family, community, and our human connections. However, it has also left many of us feeling more isolated, confused, and alone, struggling to find meaning amid loss and uncertainty.
Today, 1 in 5 Americans experience emotional and mental health challenges. But many of us do not understand what we are facing or know how to ask for help.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, we understand what you are going through, and we are here to help. Our vision is to build a mentally healthy nation for all. We work every day to eliminate stigma, combat mental illness and substance use disorders, and advance mental health. If you or someone you love needs help, you are not alone. Please visit mentallyhealthynation.org to learn more.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Overcast today with daytime highs approaching 35. Winds out of the east, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mainly cloudy, tonight lows around 19. Daytime highs approaching 38, tomorrow cloudy skies expected. Chance for snow, Saturday, mixed precipitation possible at times on Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 27.
Means I'm going to the store, want anything.
If you can do that, you can definitely save for retirement. Go to aceyourretirement.org for a quick 3-minute chat with Avo, the friendly digital retirement coach. Get personalized tips to help boost your retirement savings. And it's sponsored by AARP, so you know they got your back. Check out aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Telling my girls about my Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard.
But Mom's early detection gave us time to make a plan.
Talk to your family about seeing a doctor. Go to alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Sure. Share the Tom Hartmann Program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartmann Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire three-hour podcast is available over at TomHartmann.com. Whether you are a history buff, a foodie, or you just want to relax and take in the sights, American Cruise Lines has a little something special for everyone. Choose to explore the mighty Mississippi River with American Cruise Lines. On this amazing journey, you'll discover Civil War history you've only read about, savor exquisite Cajun cuisine in New Orleans, and experience the ultimate roots of rock and roll in Memphis. Or you can choose to explore the beautiful Columbia and Snake Rivers. You visit the scenic natural landscapes of Multnomah Falls, Mount St. Helens, and the incredible Columbia River Gorge as you retrace the historic steps of Lewis and Clark. Come aboard the newest fleet of American riverboats. Relax on your private balcony as the crew provides the highest level of personalized service and astonishingly good food. Well, request your free cruise guide today at AmericanCruiseLines.com. Cruising is the absolute best way to take vacations. Louise and I have been cruising for decades. We love it. That's AmericanCruiseLines.com. Welcome back. So Marjorie Taylor Greene is all upset. She was tweeting yesterday that she was in a restaurant and somebody came up and yelled at her. Oh, my God, yelling at somebody in public? Let's step into the Wayback Machine and look at a video clip from a tweet that Marjorie Taylor Greene herself reposted on Twitter some years ago of her harassing David Hogg, at the time he was a 17-year-old student who had just survived a school shooting.
David, why are you supporting the red flag laws? If Scott Peterson, the resource officer at Parkland, had done his job, then Nicholas Cruz wouldn't have killed anybody in your high school, or at least protected them. Why are you supporting red flag gun laws that attack our Second Amendment rights? And why are you using kids to get...
He's right in front of her. She's literally following down the street. She's stalking.
Do you not know how to defend your stance?
She's...
Look, I'm an American citizen.
I've seen the video that includes him in it. She's apparently clipped him out of it, so it doesn't look like she's quite up front on top of him. But this... enough. There we go. I guess it speaks for itself. I'll just leave it at that. Anyhow, let's pick up your phone calls here. Kevin in Santa Rosa, California. Hey, Kevin, thanks for listening to KNYP. What's up?
Okay, I'm calling to disagree with you about when you said they want people to work till they're 70. If that was true, then they do something about age discrimination. But instead, there's a donut hole between when you get to be too old to work and when you can start collecting Social Security. They want to expand that donut hole. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can. I'm not understanding what you're saying, though. Are you saying that people aren't capable of working after 65, or that
I'm saying that there's age discrimination, so people don't want to hire someone who's what they perceive to be too old, they can actually do the job.
I absolutely agree with you, and I believe in some states that you can actually take action against employers that you believe have discriminated against you based on your age.
If you could prove it.
Yeah, well, that's always a challenge. Yes.
You know, a good peasant works from about the age of 18 to 50 or 55 and then dies. They just want to kill old people.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't say it quite that explicitly, but that's certainly the consequence of their behavior. So, you may well be justified in saying that. Kevin, thank you, and thanks for listening there. Tamara, or in Joplin, Missouri, or is it Tamara? Tamara?
It's Tamara.
Hey,
how
Tamara.
Are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Well, I was calling to talk about the student loans.
Okay.
I'm 65 right now.
Mm-hmm.
In 1979, I had a six-month-old baby, newly divorced, and took out a $2,500 NDSL loan to go to community college.
Okay.
In 1982, I became 100% disabled. And it was in the contract I signed with the U.S. government under the NDSL loan that if I became 100% disabled, my loan would be forgiven. Oh, no. Daddy Bush stuck it to me to where it cost me $7,500 for a $2,500 loan.
Wow. What, did George Bush Sr. change the law?
$10,000.
Right. Did he change the law or something?
Well, it really wouldn't matter, would
it?
Because my contract said if you become 100% disabled, right, the loan is forgiven.
No, I'm wondering what Poppy Bush did, what President George Herbert Walker Bush did to harm you this way.
I can tell you what he did. I wrote him a letter, a snail mail back then, mm-hmm, along with a copy of my contract, and explained to him that I was disabled. He sent it over to the Education Department, and they started doxing me.
Really?
So I paid it back. And
wow.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, that's incredible.
$10,000.
$10,000 you had to pay back on a $2,500 loan. Yeah, well, you know, this is what happens when you reach out to Republicans. You know, it's sort of like reaching out to a crocodile. You know, you're an alligator. You may end up without your hand. Tamara, thank
you. They've been doing this to students for decades.
Yeah, yeah. It's, you know, it's all about the banksters are the only ones who benefit from this. And the banksters own so many politicians that it's going to take a long time for this to go away. Tamara, thank you. Thanks for sharing your story. That's an amazing one. Gar in Atlanta, Georgia. Hey, Gar, what's up?
How you doing, Tom?
Good.
Thank you for being the voice of reason, because we really need that these days.
I'm
trying.
The voice
of reason. That's who you are.
Thank you.
And my point is, to solve our economic problem, we have a military that's able to kill 7 billion people 24 times each. And they gave Biden more money he asked for. That's our biggest problem. I remember Andrew Young when he was the secretary. He was an ambassador.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard him at a conference. And he's talking about if the same amount of money we spend on peacetime goods that we spend on wartime goods, the return is greater.
Yeah.
And Chalmers Johnson, he wrote a nice book on the military-industrial complex. And he was talking about, I don't know if it was in this particular book, but he was talking about that one MX missile, $250,000. This is about 5 years ago.
Right.
A Tomahawk cruise missile, $500,000 each. The bunker buster, the Daisy Cutter, $1 million each.
Yeah.
The battleship, $6 billion. And how many times can a person die?
Well,
now.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
And now they're picking a fight with China, and China understand cell phones. This is what I can't understand. All China had to do is cut off the cell phone. We'd be lost.
Yeah.
China make all the cell phones. And
yeah.
Half our houses are full of Chinese goods. They understand peacetime goods is where it's at.
Yep.
And we steady spending on military goods, and now we want to pick a fight with them. And then why did China want to fight with us? We're the best market.
No, I get it, Gar. I have heard Andrew Young make that case. And basically what he's saying is that, you know, when you put money into a bridge, you are facilitating commerce. And, you know, you put $1 million into a bridge, and over the next 40 years of the lifespan of that bridge, it's going to facilitate hundreds of billions of dollars, or billions of dollars anyway, in commerce. So, you know, you get a return on your investment. You put $1 million into a bomb, it blows up, and it's gone. It's like you're literally setting your money on fire. I mean, or not literally, metaphorically, but you know, you're buying things that are designed to be destroyed, and there's not going to be a return on investment beyond the security of the nation. Now the security of the nation is a pretty big return on investment itself, because it facilitates, it allows everything else. But that then raises the question, at what point are we doing, you know, have we gone crazy? At what point are we doing, you know, just far more than we need to? And, you know, Andrew Young has been outspoken in regard to this for many years, along with many other good Democrats. And I'm with you. Gar, thank you. Thank you for raising that. That was an excellent one. George in Lake Elsinore, California. Hey, George, what's on your mind?
I'm going back to the Social Security thing. As someone that's perceived as a black man, African American, Negro, black, colored, under the Christian black codes, they're killing us off too fast to raise it to that point. The love of my life died on his 59th birthday after working 20 years for a major airline. Never drew Social Security.
Right.
Just dropped dead of a heart attack. I've been through many stories and stresses in my life. I'm a veteran, and now I'm dealing with prostate cancer. I'm 62. I can't get Social Security.
Or Medicare.
I've tried.
Yeah.
Or Medicare. But I get my disability. Thank God I get that, because that saves my ass. But even then, when I get it before the month is over, you're done.
Yeah.
So the end result of it is that when I listen to these men in the Republican Party, I want to know, do they really think that we don't understand that they're poverty pimps?
Yeah.
They do this to veterans. They do it to veterans. They do it to Negro, black, colored, and now they'll do it to their own Europeans.
Hey, I tweeted a piece of video this morning, George, of the Republicans voting against a legislation to offer aid to veterans, American veterans. And when the legislation failed, the Republicans stood up and applauded.
See, this is what I'm talking about. And then last night, I had a friend that was the former state commander for the DAV in South Dakota. He's telling me about how he wants Donald Trump to be president again. I frankly don't agree with either Democrats or Republicans. There's a long story behind that, because I know that they both came from the Whigs. As such, as a veteran, if you pay a pension, both parties have played veterans. They did it to the bonus army, and they continue to do it to veterans today. This week is Veterans Week in Washington, D.C. There is all sorts of committee meetings happening for the DAV, AMVETS, that type of thing. And it's all a shell game, because they come and they talk about important issues, but nothing ever happens. The end result of it is that they are just trying to kill us off, and they know that they have an underclass in African American, permanent.
And they view it as a disposable underclass. And I would add that, you know, in those states where there's not a lot of African Americans, like West Virginia, it's poor white people that are the underclass, and they view them the same way, in my opinion, or maybe with a little less malice. But same point. George, thank you. Well said.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Class is a big piece of this, but as George points out, I think in America right now, race is the biggest piece of it. We'll be right back. 46 minutes past this.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-880-5013. 800-880-5013. 800-880-5013. That's 800-880-5013.
It is one of the most powerful books you'll ever read, full of the wisdom of ancient cultures and the directed hope of modern thinkers. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman. Discover how we're made of sunlight and what this has to do with the impact of fossil fuels on civilization. Read about the coming new ice age and what must be done soon. Understand how ancient cultures valued community and cooperation and what we can learn from them. Get in touch with the secret of enough, the meaning of wealth, and the wealth of security. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight helps us understand and heal our relationship to the world, to each other. each other and to our natural resources. We have much to learn and even more to remember. Here is your guide, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
The American middle class is on its deathbed. Ordinary folks who put in a solid day's work can no longer afford to buy a house, send their kids to college, or even get sick. If you're not a CEO, you're probably screwed. In his latest book, Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It by Tom Hartman, Air America host Tom Hartman shows how the middle class, a product of democracy that was so carefully put together by our country's founding fathers, has been systematically dismantled over the past quarter century and, under the guise of freeing the market, replaced by an anti-democratic system designed to line the pockets of the super rich and corporations. Hartman shows that it's not too late to return to the America our founders envisioned. Democracy requires a fair playing field. It will survive only if we the people stand up, speak out, and reclaim our democracy. To find out more about Tom's book tour, or to get an audio sneak peek of Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It, visit TomHartman.com. Get Screwed by Tom Hartman, available in all fine bookstores now.
Hey, Tom Hartman here. In my new book, Threshold, The Crisis of Western Culture, I'm looking at the deteriorating state of our planet, where the dynamics of environmental, economic, and population change are boiling over the limits within which society can function. I'll be busting the myths and ideologies of religious fundamentalism, capitalism run amok, male domination and hierarchy, and militarism that are draining our world of its natural and human resources and engendering the suffering of millions for the benefit of a few. Threshold examines cultures that have thrived from the mother city of Caral, Peru to modern Denmark, and targets five areas of policy, national, religious, economic, corporate, and environmental, for specific and immediate reform. Radical in scope and boldness, but simple in its common sense logic, my book Threshold illustrates the mistakes we have made as a culture, as a country, and as individuals, and provides the inspiration and motivation that you're looking for to build a better, more sustainable world for all. It's available in fine bookstores everywhere. Threshold.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Louise and I get one great night's sleep after another thanks to our Cozy Earth bedding. They are the softest sheets you will ever find. If you can imagine silk and cotton combined, these are the best sheets ever. Cozy Earth was founded to help transform lives by offering the softest, most luxurious, and responsibly sourced bedding in the world. Cozy Earth uses only luxury materials such as the finest premium viscose made from highly sustainable bamboo. No wonder Cozy Earth is the brand that made Oprah's favorite things 5 years in a row. And Cozy Earth bedding, which comes in six awesome colors, is super soft, lightweight, and temperature regulating, so you sleep more comfortably year-round. Whether it's their luxury sheets, loungewear, pajamas, or plush bath towels, you'll love shopping at Cozy Earth Bedding at Cozy Earth. Plus, Cozy Earth Bedding comes in a beautiful reusable canvas tote. So get cozy now and hurry up. I can get you a 35% discount on Cozy Earth. That's a big deal. Go to CozyEarth.com, enter my promo code Tom, T-H-O-M, and you will save 35%. It's that simple. That's CozyEarth.com, promo code Tom, T-H-O-M, CozyEarth.com. And welcome back. Oh, for the folks who have been, we've been having this conversation now for a couple of weeks since I bought an electric car that is capable of powering my house, you know, with a 100-kilowatt battery in it, and, you know, the house will, it would power my house for several days, actually. And I've been trying to figure out how to get that electricity into my breaker panel. And lots of people have offered me suggestions, and we've had several discussions on the air, and electricians have called in. Well, yesterday, a fellow named Rich, who listens to the program or watches the program, sent me a note about this particular product. It's called Nature's Generator Power Transfer Kit. You can find it on Amazon or, you know, from Nature's Generator Power. I'm sure if you plug the name in, you would get it. And what it does is you take, it's got a jack on the front of it. Actually, it's a male receptacle that you run. You plug your you know, one end of an extension cord into your car, and the other end into this device. It's got six circuit breakers on it, you run the power out of those six circuit breakers, and literally all you do in your breaker box is just lay the lines down on top of or into the hot side of the six circuits in your house that you want to activate. So you pick the circuit for your refrigerator, you pick the circuit for the lights in your bedroom, and then you pick the circuit for your computers. You can have up to six circuits. And then you've got a switch and a breaker for each one of those circuits on this panel. And so to activate it, all you do is you turn off your mains and turn on these individual breakers. And then when you're all done, you turn off the individual breakers and turn on your mains. And your car can power your house. And not just your car. I mean, it was probably designed originally for batteries and solar installations, but I want to tell you about that. Anyhow, picking up your calls here, Dawn in Atlanta. Hey, Dawn. You wanted to correct something about MARTA?
Yes. I've lived here since 88. Fulton took MARTA to Buckhead. They took it to the Lenox Square. But that's probably not the, and it's still been there. It's still operating.
Lenox Square is where used to go for the fireworks.
That's right.
Didn't realize MARTA went there.
It's right behind there.
Right, okay.
You remember where the
old corrected.
Used to be.
I didn't know that.
The really interesting thing about Atlanta is that I live in Gwinnett County. Neither Gwinnett County, the largest county in the state, or Cobb County have ever brought MARTA to their counties because of the fear of what it will do. Now, I-85 runs through Gwinnett County. And when you come from inside the perimeter, you know, which is on the other side of 285, right. You go outside of 285 on I-85, it's become like the 405 in L.A.
Right.
It is bumper to bumper all day, every day. Doesn't matter if it's Saturday or Sunday or Friday or Monday.
Yeah.
It is bumper to bumper. Mm. And we in Gwinnett, in all of our wisdom, just voted down taking MARTA from the last place in DeKalb County and running it out to Jimmy Carter Boulevard,
And that's because Gwinnett doesn't want... That's because they don't want black people from Atlanta coming into the county.
Oh, or the bad seeds coming into the county.
Right.
Why should we have that? Even though Gwinnett is the most diverse county in the state.
Yeah, but it's got a white power structure, does it not? Or am I? I mean, I lived there 20 years ago.
Yeah, for the most part, it's still pretty much a white power structure. Yeah. I won't disagree with you on that. But I mean, it's ludicrous. The traffic in Atlanta is so bad that,
Yeah, it was just starting to get that way when we, left the state in 1997, I think, is when we left. Dawn, thank you. Thank you very much for the correction. Oh, boy. Okay, so thanks so much for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires you. So, and there's so many things you can do to get involved. There's so many great organizations you can join. Your local Democratic Party would love to have you come volunteer. So there's so much you can do, and you can do it from home, too. So get out there, get active, tag, you're it. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and the people around you. Stay safe.
Been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With 20 plus years of experience combined with new tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects easy. Angie has the experts you need. Whether it's your first repair, your first renovation project, or upgrading your home before you sell, Angie is your personal home expert with 150 million plus customers served to date. Angie provides new digital tools and innovative solutions to make it easier than ever to get that home project done right. We recently sprung a leak on our roof. The free Angie mobile app came to our rescue. Now it's being fixed. Angie gets the stress that home projects can cause. They make tackling home service projects a breeze from start to finish. Plus, they have upfront project pricing, so you'll know what you'll pay before you start. Download the free Angie.
As long as there are veterans, the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks will never forget them. Throughout the year, Elks members in your community lend a hand, donate money, volunteer time to enrich the lives of this nation's veterans. It's not something these dedicated Americans feel they have to do. It's something they want to do. Join with America's veterans in saluting the efforts of your local Elks Lodge. Elks Care, Elks Share. To find a lodge nearest you, log on to elks.org. In the past, you were involved with the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks. Today, your local Elks Lodge and community needs your help more than ever. Why? Because needs for helping the youth, veterans, and our communities are greater than available resources. Please consider becoming involved again. Contact your local Elks Lodge and see how little it costs to become reinstated. Visit our website at elks.org. Elks Care, Elks Share.
A message from your Wisconsin
WFHR
Rapids.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.